If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once again, your song of the day, questionable, unpredictable song of the day, Money Grabber by Fitz in the Tantrums from 2010.
Are they in the Hall of Fame?
Not that I know of. 464-568-51 is bad. 10
Breakers
is good.
Let us know.
Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers questionable song of the day.
Go ahead. Lead us off.
No, you go ahead.
I did yesterday. It was first.
Oh, no, I think I did yesterday.
I think Sip did yesterday. He did.
You sure? The refrain grabbed me.
The refrain, the chorus, yeah.
Yeah, the chorus. Is the refrain also?
I think the refrain's fine.
I think the refrain is correct, I think. Let me know that, Breakers, also. But that grabbed me a little bit. I'd never heard it.
I was not shocked by that.
But I hung in there to listen, and I said I like the chorus slash the refrain is how I see it. That kind of grabbed me a little bit to kind of bring it back some, like you said, it, brand new to me. But there was some spirit there. I'm going to give it a 501.
Ooh, same page.
501.
I'm surprised you're that high. Honestly.
501.
I didn't see that.
It kind of caught me a little bit. There was parts of it that was horrific, and then it kind of came back.
The chorus saves the song.
Yeah, saved the song. So 501. 501.
I'm higher. I'll be higher. Now, Rick Heyman said no clue song zero. Then he's kind of like Bill. Then he said, now, I don't understand what he means exactly. He said, just listen to it. Not bad. 6.1. I thought it sounded like Shinedown right out of the gate.
That sound like Shinedown?
Right out of the gate, I thought it did.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Okay.
But
I liked it. I thought it was good. That's it. And I think that band's pretty good. What do they have another hit?
They got several hits, yeah. Look at the hand clap song. That song's not very good. There's
what
something
song
else.
Is that?
I can make your hands clap.
Oh, that's them.
I'm not trying. I didn't play that song. That's a bad song. That'd be a one.
That's them.
That'd be a one.
What's the name of the band again?
Fitz and the Tantrums.
The Tantrums, okay.
I forget their biggest one. It's not the hand clap song or that one. There's something else I forget, though.
Are they still touring, Jake? Do we know?
I'd assume yes.
I'm assuming Fitz is still out there.
I'm shocked they sing that song. Yeah. I will go high. I think it's 7-7. That was good. Surprisingly
good.
It's
kind of older Motown sound, too, doesn't it, a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit of that. I don't know how to even... I don't know. There was something about it, yeah. I thought there was... like I said, that's why I didn't go in the threes. I'm going to say right now that...
Rudy.
6-4.
7-2 from Rudy.
7-2. All right, high number. Okay. What's the text line say, Jake? What about YouTube?
Text line response on YouTube. Let's go to text line first. Sandmaster and KC, a 6. Brett and Bertrand, 7.5. Shamia, 6.9. Bill and Bennett, 0.2. John, 7. Never heard it before. Liked it. Corey, a 7.
7. Wow, Corey.
And that's our Corey. He's usually in the ones. Or
Corey
twos.
Gave that a 7.
He gave it a 7.
He loves tantrums.
Ryan in California, 5-1. Fritz, 6.6. Houston, never heard it, 7.2. Believer, 0.01. Pure crap. Sanderson, 6.3.
Pure crap.
Kyle says, what was that? 1.
Hook Levis, Bert! 2.
2.
Okay, right, Corey and Bert off in that
Remember,
one.
if you text him for the first time or you're new, let us know.
Yeah, we need to see your name.
We need to know. Put an asterisk in there.
Marcus, 6.0. Never heard it before. Hubby, 6. Oh, sorry, Jennifer 6, Hubby 5.3.
Yeah, they're right there with us. Okay.
Chad and Kyle, Texas is first ABBA, now this, Do Better, 1. Ouch.
Okay. Wow. All right.
We gave ABBA high scores.
Very high. I'll stand by ABBA.
YouTube, before we get to Bill's Thrills, not YouTube is low today.
Low.
Genghis, who? What? 3.0.
The Corn.
Active Duty, 2.0. Chris, 2. Albert, 4. Chad, 4.4. Clam Dog, 7.4.
Clam Dog.
That's the good.
Is that new? Ooh, is Clam Dog new?
He's been with us for a couple weeks now.
Okay, thank you, Clam Dog.
Charles. Check it out. We got some major rain.
Yeah, it is. Charles.
Sheets of rain.
Charles 1, Jacob -3. What was that?
Wow.
The song of the day. Yeah. The text line was higher than than YouTube. Money Grabber by Fitz and the Tantrums.
Fitz and the Tantrums.
Fitz and the Tantrums. Yes. Jake, you took a chance. Good job.
I did. Good heard job. That on Sunday. I hadn't heard that song in a long time. I said, I'll give that a shot this week. We'll see.
Interesting.
Yes.
Give it a shot. All right. It is time for a Tuesday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
Bill's Thrills, sponsored by Dinert Contracting. Remodels, kitchen, baths, whole house remodels, they do it all. Randy and the team, 402-417-5204.
Repeat the phone number one more time.
Yes, I would. 402-417-5204. Dinert Contracting.
The Fighting Dinerts, obviously a company that I've used. Also, I thought, when to throw this in, also pre-consultation. So when you have so all of a sudden it's like, hey, we're thinking about doing this and we need to have someone take a look at this, give us an estimate, give us some thoughts on this. Also, I thought if I'm available, I'll show up for the free consultation. If I'm available.
You want to be there for it?
I'll stop over for it if I get a chance. If Randy shoots me a text, hey, I'm on your side of town doing a consultation, I'll shoot over.
No kidding.
Yeah, and just to make random smart comments during the consultation. But Randy will do that for you. You get a chance to be around him like that and see the timeline that he's putting together, the timeline and communication system he has. Because right now everyone's looking at their house in some aspect. Should we do this? Should we make this little change? What do you think about this? Have him over.
Who do we trust?
Who do you trust? Dinert. Hayden, Dinert. His son. Trust them like that. Have him over. Get a hold of him. You have the number. It'll be incredible. We going now, Jake?
We're going now. Bugaboo Tuesday. Things that bother you.
Things that upset me. Things that bother me.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There's the flip.
Losing control of the line is not fine. Losing control of the line is not fine. In the 70s, maybe 80s when this happened, maybe into the 90s, I'm not sure, the best soda purchasing experience ever was a refrigerated bottle. So you'd pay your money, you'd open it up, and you'd pull the bottle out, and you could hear as the bottle left the refrigerated system that they had set up, and then you hear the next bottle slide in. That was the best way to purchase a soda of all times. And we never knew when it was going to end. You had no idea that all of a sudden, no one told you, hey, in 4 years, this is no more. Yeah. You have no idea when that's going to come down, and that's what's happening right now.
Oh.
You have no idea when it's going to, and it's all going down. We're going to talk about fountain soda.
Fountain soda.
The new invention now is the one hole, or the two on each side right there. This is the new system. Now you log in. and then you select what drink you want, and you put your glass underneath, which I always do styrofoam, and the power of styrofoam is unbelievable. And then you have to select and push and hold whatever you're drinking, whether it be orange Fanta, whether it be Coke, Coke, whatever. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I mix a little Coke in with my Diet Coke, like a couple ounces. Sure. I mix it in. Now, guess you have to log out.
Oh.
You have to log out to do that and press the button, because here's the deal. Oh. The lime. When you control your own drink by pressing on the back device to mm-hmm. shoot your soda into your machine, that's into your cup. That is the difference. When you line up right now, it's just long lines. There's 16 of them in a row. You can just go down, hey, listen, I want to do this. I'm going to put a little shot of Sprite on the top of that, too. Do whatever you want to do. Not now.
You can't do that?
The new ones now coming in. Eventually, this is what's going to happen. I'm telling you right now, mm-hmm. this is 10%. Within 10 years or 5 years from now, the old ones will not exist. Where the line of fountain where you press on the back to press it, to activate it, that's all going away.
Those are the best ones.
It's always, yeah, it's the best. Yeah, I said, no one's telling you. Yeah. So I'm telling, because no one told me, hey, listen, in 8 years from now, you can't get bottled soda anymore. That's going away. Now it's going to can, now it's going to this, now it's going, had no idea. And that was the best soda ever purchased. And now I'm telling you, I like fountain. That's good, but it's all changing. Because like I said, because I go like, boom, then if you have to hold the button down instead of holding it in, to fill it, no. So now you're trying to guess as you're looking, how do I let up on the button? Do I keep pressing the button?
Yeah.
No, you're all jacked up. And this is what's new. It's in 10% right now.
10%.
Within a year or two, it'll probably be at 50%. And that fountain machine that we grew up with, where you press it against the back device at that, will be non-existent, and there'll be two or three in the state of Nebraska. You'll be driving to Geneva mm-hmm. to see if you can find one of those old machines.
You don't think that the small towns will push back if they were keeping it the way it is?
Well, when the company comes in, so all of a sudden, if you're, like I said, if you're a certain company, they're like, hey, listen, this is what we're going with now. That's going to be it. There'll be some pushback, but here's the problem. Generally, you can't maintenance things. All of a sudden, when things go, well, what happens when something breaks down? They're like going, well, we've moved to the new system. Now we're on the one system deal, and it's just like just try it sometime. You got to press the button. You got to go in. Okay, I want this.
I've tried.
You got to activate it, and if you want to go back out, you have to log out. You got to log back in.
Oh, I didn't know you had to log out.
You got to log out, Steve.
Maybe the one I was.
You have to log out. If you want to change, you have to log out, and you can't control it
log
as well.
Log out.
When you're looking, because here's the deal: your button's up here, and you're down here in your drink, instead of being shh, shh.
Is this in, like, these are in Casey's?
There'd be Casey's. There'd be new ones there. They're not all brand new.
Fast food restaurants.
Everything's going to this now. Everything's going to be, this is the new system. It's the new today.
So maybe buy stock.
And it bothers me.
And the soda system.
Because no one told us, again, no one said, hey, you like getting that? There was two machines up by the Palace Hotel. One was Pepsi-based. One was Coca-Cola-based with all the other orange, grapes, all that in there. No one said they were sitting there, enjoy that. Because in about 3 years from now, these machines will be gone. So you don't even think about that. They're going to be gone.
God, the login thing is throwing me for a loop.
Anything from the texters, Jake?
East Lincoln West is, it's hot garbage. Hot garbage what they're doing right now.
And it's the new way. It's what's going to happen. I'm telling you right now, it's not going to happen. And so just get ready for it. When you go in today, that, send some photos if you can. Send them back to Jake.
Lane says this on YouTube, and this is, I think, what you're going for, and I think we would agree with this, is the stool. It says, soda/pop does not taste as good through the one-hole push button as the multiple fountain.
It doesn't even taste close.
Right.
The carbonation's not right. The carbonation is not.
There's always
right.
remnants of a different soda when you do that. Even though you log out, it doesn't matter.
When you logged out and someone just got orange in front of you, orange is right up front. Now, before it was, where's orange? Orange is here.
On the left.
Grapes here. Dr. Pepper's here. And then also the evaluation where you just stood back and you looked across the buffet line of the whole line.
It's
a buffet of sodas. Now it's not. No, it's not. Now it's like, could you please log into the computer?
God.
Put in your PIN number.
I have not encountered
you
this.
You got to put a PIN number in.
The worst thing also is that oftentimes the one you want on the machine is out. Oh, I can't get Dr. Pepper. It doesn't even show up. I can't get Coke. It's out. So I guess I'm stuck getting ginger ale today. That's all it's available.
Ginger ale, Steve.
I'm getting some
ginger
serum.
Ale.
I wouldn't get ginger ale. Yeah.
Right, but I didn't want any ginger. That's my 10th
Maybe you'll
option.
Have to.
My 10th option.
These are dots.
The buttons on the machine.
I guess
you
I've
do. You got to press it, and then it makes this little,
it's annoying.
Makes this little thing, little fancy thing like that. Then you press it. But if you all of a sudden want to do something different, no, it's a lot. It's a lot.
You got to log out and back in.
Just know everything is changing. And again, no one told us this in the 70s. Mm-hmm. Just because right now, if someone said right now there was a machine right over there, I could go over and get a 12-ounce Coke, Pepsi, root beer, whatever. I'd walk over and get one out of the machine. It'd be incredible.
Who's it better for? Is it better for the? Who's it better for?
They just want to look cool. Just want to have a better. Just want to. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know how you'd want to have just one dispenser for everything.
It.
They know it makes the product not as tasty.
Aren't they thinking about the consumer a little bit?
They should. Maybe it's more expensive to operate the different fountains versus just the one.
The pop customizer, is that what we're talking about?
Probably is.
So that's kind of what it would be called.
I'll tell you the one thing, too, also. Most places have. Some don't. You have to have if they don't have the 44-ounce styrofoam, I freak out. It's got to be the 44-ounce.
How big is that?
Yeah, because I fill it full ice all the way to the top, so I only get about 22 ounces probably of Diet Coke. But I want it iced all the way, because when you're styrofoam, that will last you a long time.
Oh, God,
so if you're in and out of your truck, it's gonna be a steady thing for a while.
So you're Diet Coke.
Diet Coke.
You're Team Diet Coke.
Yeah, Team Diet Coke, yes. Occasionally, if there's one of those times, it's like a Sunday long drive, might get a root beer.
And you will not take Pepsi.
What's that? I'm not really a Pepsi guy.
You can
but
say
I'm,
it if you're not.
I'm not.
Aren't we all Coke guys here?
Yeah, I'm not
a Pepsi guy.
Yeah. I'm not a Pepsi.
We're all Coke guys.
It's like green beans to me.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, but especially, well, I will say this. Pepsi's not horrible. Diet Pepsi is.
It is one of the worst
things
ever.
It's
one of the worst pops
Diet
ever
Pepsi
made.
Is like, I don't even know how that how you sell one can of that. I have no idea. But I won't do that.
God dang it. I got to come across one of these. I think I have, but I don't remember the login process.
The logout was getting you there.
Yes. Thank you, Breakers.
Bill, the headline again, please.
Losing control of the line is not fine.
Oh, God.
Yeah, things that bother me.
That's a Bugaboo Tuesday sponsored by
our
friends.
It's a rough one.
At Diner Contracting.
Send us some pictures.
Hour two, I've got something that's going to make Sip cringe coming from Arizona head coach Kenny Dillingham. That's next on Early Break on The Ticket.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.